And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of October, 2013. It's the birthday of two doctors who became writers. Poet Robert Bridges, born in Kent, England, 1844, a doctor at numerous hospitals in London, author of many poems, plays. And Michael Crichton, born Chicago, 1942, author of Jurassic Park, State of Fear, and creator of the TV series ER. It was on this day, 1978, The Stories of John Cheever was published, which won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Award that year and became one of the few collections of short stories ever to make the New York Times bestseller list. Cheever died just 4 years after the book came out. And it was on this day in 1920, the novel Main Street by Sinclair Lewis was published. He had been thinking about writing a novel about small-town life for many years. He was going to make the main character a lawyer. He wrote 20,000 words, but didn't like it and threw it out. And then, in 1916, he brought his wife, Gracie, on a visit to Sauk Center, Minnesota, his hometown. They stayed with his parents. And he was embarrassed, he cringed, to see the interactions between his parents and the town and his well-educated wife from New York City. And so he decided to redo the novel as a book about a young city woman who comes to a small town as the bride of the local doctor. He started writing it in November 1919, wrote his first draft, 221,000 words, in just about 3 months. He kept revising. He cut out all but a few pages of the first 30,000 words of the novel, sent it off to his publisher, Harcourt Brace. They did a final edit, and the book, which had been entitled The Village Virus, was retitled Main Street, and it came out on this day in 1920. Lewis's previous books had not sold very well, but he was hoping to sell 25,000 copies. They met that goal by November, and within a few years, Main Street had sold 2 million copies. The Pulitzer Prize Committee recommended Main Street, but the trustees of Columbia University vetoed that and instead gave the prize to Edith Wharton for her book Age of Innocence. 2 years later, the same thing happened with Lewis's next novel, Babbitt. The committee voted to give him the Pulitzer and was overruled by the trustees. 3 years later, he was offered the Pulitzer Prize for Aerosmith, but refused it. But in 1930, he became the first American to win the Nobel Prize, and he accepted that. Here's a poem for today by Haley Lighthouser. The old woman gets drunk with the moon. The moon is rising everywhere. The moon's my favorite easy chair, my tin pot top, my green plum tree, my brassy buttoned cavalry tap dancing up a crystal stair. Oh, watch them pitch and take the air like shoe-fly pies and signal flares, like clotted cream and bumblebees, the moons are rising. How hits the spot, how debonair, what swooned balloons of savoir-faire, what purr of rain-blurred bright marquees that linger late, that wait for me, who will someday rest my cold bones there in moons that rise up everywhere. Haley Lighthouser's poem, The Old Woman Gets Drunk with the Moon, from her collection Swoop, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.